Hi, did you know that John Adams had a dog named Satan? It was true. Blows my mind because there's so many things that happened in the past. I mean, that would not fly today, especially having a dog named Satan, because I'm sure if you were to do that now, people would lose their fucking shit over it. Like, not even just lose it. They would fucking, like, cry and start this whole fucking thing over it, because they're, you know, people are just crazy and crazy sensitive nowadays. So welcome to an episode of Nevermind a Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smut. You know, continuing this podcast, keep it rolling. I'm enjoying all the songs that I've been getting. Like, I'm still getting a lot of songs, and I'm trying to get through them and, you know, through to them and put them on the show. And I definitely want more music. So please send it to izzysmut@gmail.com. Tell your friends, tell your mother, tell the horse you rode in on too. So I want some damn music. The first band, they're from Boston, Massachusetts. They're a lo-fi garage rock band called Pangs. And this song is awesome. It's called New Sun. And I like the stripped down just vibe to it. Like, it just sounds live, and I love that. A lot of people are just trying to sound so perfect, and, you know, people seem to miss out that, like, real stripped down stuff can sound fucking awesome too. Like, I always said, pardon me, because I'm getting all worked up over this, because there's times where people just want to make their stuff sound so perfect, and I'm like, why? Like, sometimes it just sounds good the way it is. You don't need to master it and make it crazy. This is why I'm heavily into the whole garage punk thing. I definitely think that, you know, a lot of people are, you know, sleeping on it, because it's definitely some awesome shit you're missing out on if you're not into it now. And it may, and I hope Pangs is playing a show in Connecticut, because, you know, they're nearby. They're in Boston, Massachusetts. I mean, that'd be amazing. That might happen one day, but we'll see. But I definitely love this song by them. And, you know, I definitely think that they're an awesome band. Yeah, I want more music from them. So keep sending me music. So check it out. This is Pangs with New Sun.
One, two, three, four.
So that was Pangs with New Sun, and this next act, I think I've had them on the show multiple times because they're awesome, called Original Anger, and I'm super happy. This song is called R. Dalton and His Backpack Dragon. It's a super short song, and it still kicks so much ass. Actually, Kevin told me they're working on a psychobilly song, and it's really cool, because a lot of times, like, you know, you can kind of hear when a band just likes to, like, switch shit up. And I give so much credit for people switching things up, so they're not, like, you know, staying super, because a lot of times people stay in the same vein of punk, and they don't kind of, like, They don't try different things. Like, I definitely think you should try different things. I mean, it's kind of cool when, you know, when bands can do, like, one thing, like maybe a ska punk song or a two-tone song, or, I don't know, like a garage punk song or a street punk song, and then you bring it back, and then you're like, it's I find that so cool when bands can switch things up and, you know, aren't caught in the same, like, well, let me stick to what I know because I don't want other people to judge me. No, I mean, it shows your growth as a musician when you switch things up. So I'm super excited to get that song from them. And I definitely, you know, it makes me want to visit Arizona because they're such cool dudes. And it makes me happy to have them on the show. Anytime they send me a song, I'm like, I'm going to play it. You know, I'm just going to play it. And they're always willing to give me music. You know, they're super good dudes, and they're a lot of fun. And I really like this band. So this is Original Anger with R. Dalton and his Backpack Dragon. Wow, I fucked that up. R. Dalton and his Backpack Dragon. Wow, that was a hot mess. Enjoy. But they're not really horrible. They're really awesome. And this song is Death From Above. It definitely reminds me of a global threat. It's definitely an awesome song. I'm super stoked when they sent me this song. Usually, when I listen to songs online, I try, you know, to especially when it's a song that I like, I'm like, oh my God, send it to me. And they did. Like, they usually bands will take me weeks or days, and they're like, oh, sorry, I forgot to send it to you. Oh, fuck, I forgot about it. And then, but they sent it to me, and I was super thrilled because I love when bands are like super on their shit and they don't, you know, take their sweet ass time to get back to you or nothing. They're no bullshit at all. This is an awesome band. And I really like the breakdown of this song too. Man, there's some fucking killer breakdowns in this fucking episode. I am just saying. There's a theme and it's fucking cool. And this band is awesome. And check them out. And they're playing a bunch of shows. They're killing it everywhere. So this is The Horribles with Death From Above. So that was the Horribles with Death From Above. And I guess there's another theme too, because I received this song from Kevin King and it's called Death Antique. And I'm like, oh shit, I didn't realize there was two back-to-back songs about death. I didn't realize it, but, you know, it wasn't really on purpose. I just went with what I was given. And it just made sense. I mean, what I like about this song is, like, it's giving me, like, a goth post-punk kind of vibe to it. And I like post-punk. I mean, there's times where I just want to only listen to that. There's times where I just want to listen to, like, you know, just songs that get me going about and make me think about other things and not just always, because sometimes you got to switch up. You can't listen to the same thing all the time. And I really like the song. I think Kevin is super talented. I've known that guy for many years and he's been in so many projects and bands. Dude is talented. He knows what he's doing and he still has, you could tell he has such a love for music that most people, you know, don't understand how deep the love for music is as some people have. Like, some people have it so deep they could tell and they're passionate about it and that's what they want to do. And that's what he wants to do. So this song's by Kevin King and it's called Death Antique. Was Kev King with Death Antique, and we're at the last song of this episode. And this next guy, I definitely have a lot of respect for him. He's definitely hardworking. He's, you know, doing a bunch of things and playing shows and is always busy. I see you. I definitely see him because he's definitely all over the place, all over New England. And, you know, it's really cool because he definitely has a bunch of things going on and music and releases. His name is Dave Strong, and the song's called Fight Back. And definitely fight back. Always stand up for yourself. I'm a big believer in that. So this song is awesome. I like his pop punk vibe, but it's like definitely Ramones core for me. I mean, I could be wrong, but it's definitely, you could tell there's definitely inspiration involved in that. And I definitely have respect for him because he's definitely been killing it, playing shows, making music, and he's doing it his way. And I have, that's the only thing you can do is you could tell that this guy also has a tremendous love for music as well. So again, thank you guys for listening to the show. And I'm definitely happy to be back in podcast form. I feel like I can, you know, talk to you guys and you can hear my voice. Even though I tried the YouTube thing, it was kind of cool, but I can't do it weekly. It's a lot of work and, you know, it's a lot to deal with. But I appreciate you guys following me and, you know, whatever I do and. You know, and you guys are part of this show just as much as I am. I'm just a talking head. I'm just telling what stuff how it is, introducing the bands. But you guys are the listeners, and you guys are sending me the music, which I always appreciate. So any songs you have, just send it to me, izzysmut@gmail.com. As long as it's a WAV or MP3 file, that'd be great, because then, you know, downloading there's some downloads that are just weird. There's one that expires within a day, and that's kind of rough. But thank you guys for listening, checking out the show. And I really do appreciate you guys. You guys have been super supportive. I am super happy to be continuing doing this show. So as long as you guys send music and as long as you guys listening, you know, keep listening, I'm down to continue doing this as long as it, you know, it's worth something to you guys, which I hope it is, even if I'm just rambling, which I do a lot, and you guys listen to it. But thank you guys, and I'll be back with another new episode, and brought out.